Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
As we go to Paris, the capital of all things beautiful, all things pretty, and all things Laureus for the Laureus Sports Awards that took place last night. Oui. Massive winners. We had some of the winners announced. Ricky, you announced and ran through.
Leo Messi. People are still arguing about who the GOAT is. I think after last night, Lionel Messi walking away, Sportsman of the Year, Team of the Year, Argentina. What a time!
Also, it's not just about the sport. When you think of Laureus and sport for good, you think about the massive give back that Laureus does globally. He's live from Paris, not Lionel Messi, but we couldn't get Lionel Messi, but we could get my good mate Dan Nicol, who's on the line with us live out of Paris this morning. Dan, good morning, sir.
Bonjour, mon ami Ryan.
Bonjour, ça va? Dan, I was watching your feed yesterday, the great work that Laureus does in for sport globally is no exception, even ahead of the World Sports Awards last night. You were busy in Paris yesterday visiting local organizations that give back in sport.
Yeah, the awards are obviously the big headline act each year, but they sit as a support unit, really, for what the heartbeat of Laureus is, which is the Sport for Good Foundation. And I got to spend some time in a project called Basket 18, Basket 18, just kids from inner city Paris, doing what kids do whenever I visit a Laureus project anywhere in the world, be it the many we have in South Africa or in other parts of the world. Just kids who probably don't have a lot, who often come from pretty challenging backgrounds and situations, just laughing and smiling and enjoying being kids, enjoying playing sport. And it's so heartwarming to see. And when you get a night like last night where you've got the extraordinary people winning awards coming up on stage and time and again speaking to sport, how sport's changed their lives, how it's impacted them positively, it just echoes all of the work that Laureus is able to do, harnessing that power of sports around the world to change lives on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And we saw those massive winners last night as well. It's become such an event globally, to the Sports Awards evening. A star-studded evening. The world's greatest sports people and sporting bodies and codes represented. And it's the only sporting awards anywhere where it's voted for by people that have played the sport professionally. And I love that about Laureus. Dan, last night's program looked amazing. It must have been so special being on that red carpet last night.
Yeah, it was. We were just off the Place de Vendôme in Paris, which is striking even by Parisian standards. The red carpet unfurled. There were thousands of people who'd milled around to cheer on, catch a glimpse of a superstar. Lionel Messi, obviously the headline act last night. And there was a very special moment on stage when he won his Sportsman of the Year award, and he was hugged by Hugo Porta, the former Argentina fly half, who spent a number of years as ambassador to South Africa and got to know Madiba particularly well. Madiba, the founding patron of Laureus. But through the evening, Christian Eriksen, who won the comeback award after that terrible cardiac arrest and bounced back, now playing for United in Denmark. Eileen Gu, the Chinese skier who won the Action Sports Person Award. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, the ageless Jamaican sprinter, who's such an inspiration. So she was there. And then people handing out the awards, everybody from David Ginola to Robert Lewandowski with the Sport for Good Award. You couldn't turn around without somebody incredibly famous and well-known being there. And the fact that last night every single winner was represented in person, including Carlos Alvarez, the newcomer breakthrough of the year, who just won the Madrid Open on Sunday and the next day was in Paris to be at the awards. That's how much these awards mean to sports stars, by extension, how much it means to those of us who get to cheer it on and be a very happy part of the sidelines.
Absolutely. Dan, listen, I know you're back in Cape Town real soon. We'd love to have you on the show in the morning to come chat through some of that and the projects you're involved with Laureus in South Africa when we talk about your involvement there yesterday. But we know that you're actively involved and give back in sport in South Africa through Laureus and Sport for Good. We'd love to have you back in studio, mate, when you're in Cape Town. I know it'll be soon. So looking forward to that. Enjoy the rest of your stay in Paris and we'll chat soon, brother.
I can't wait. I saw Lionel Messi last night to get Ricky Schroeder as well. I would complete my sporting all-star duo.
What a time, Dan. What a time to be alive. Thanks, Dan Nicol.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9 on Smile. On Smile. 90.4 FM.